Prosecutors in Paris say the daring jewellery heist at the Louvre was carried out by petty criminals rather than organised professionals. Four suspects have now been charged, but authorities say the stolen jewels are yet to be found. Noah Chani is Professor of Art History at the University of Ljubljana in Slovenia, specialising in art crime. What do we know about the people who've been arrested in recent days, and what's prompting this description that they may be lower-level criminals rather than specialist organised criminals?
Well, there were two suspects in their 30s arrested. One was on his way for a flight abroad at Charles de Gaulle Airport. The other was arrested in a northern suburb of Paris. And there was a third suspect and a fourth, a 37-year-old man, a 38-year-old woman, who were charged. The man had 11 prior convictions, and all of them had trace DNA found on some of the objects left behind at the scene of the crime. Now, when we're dealing with art crime, in most cases, the assumption is organized crime groups, whether they're small or large or syndicates, are behind it. In this case, the crime was brazen, very clever, but a little bit sloppy. And of course, police will know the connections that the four people arrested had, and therefore be aware of whether they were linked to organized crime groups or maybe acting on their own.
What's your thinking about how saleable the jewels might be?
Well, here's the thing. I've done a lot of interviews on this, and I never want to give criminals any ideas. But if they're smart at all, what they would have done is within hours of the theft, they would have broken up the jewelry, had the gems recut so that they were not immediately recognizable. And then they can be sold even on the open market for as much as 10% of the value of the jewels intact. Now, all the jewels, eight of them intact, might have been worth upwards of 80, 90 million. But if you're talking about the intrinsic value of the raw materials, which is very important here, it's distinctive from stealing a painting, for example, which has no intrinsic value because it's just composed of canvas and wood and pigment. These jewels are incredibly valuable. They might fetch 8 to 10 million on the open market, and they can be sold on the open market if they're not immediately recognizable as what was stolen. And so that's the real danger, is that they're already broken up.
How much cooperation is there internationally between police, and will they be able to tell, even if these jewels have been recut, will they be able to tell that there's something unusual on the market?
Well, it's, you know, you can put out a sort of all points bulletin to keep your eyes open for gems matching the descriptions of what was taken in case they were recut, but that's very difficult to do. And there may not be a rush to try to sell the pieces. They can sit for a while. They can be broken into many much smaller gems and still have a very high resale value. So there isn't that much that police can do in terms of tracing them. It's not uniquely identifiable like a painting might be.
And what do we know from previous cases about how patient these thieves are, or whether some of them grow impatient within the gang and want to start selling sooner than they probably should?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. If, in fact, they're not related to an organized crime group, then it's a group of individuals who saw this as an opportunity. They probably had some inside information. One of the pieces of inside information we know that they had is that there is a special handbook that's available for internal firefighters who work at the Louvre that explains how you can use an angle grinder to easily pop open these highly protected cases in case you need to extract the jewelry if there's a fire. Now, it's available online. Unfortunately, you can find this out. So it doesn't mean that they had an insider, but they were sophisticated enough to do that. But if it's an organized crime group, then they will have a destination already in mind for the gems, and the gems will already be distributed. They may not be sold yet, but they will be far from Paris by now. If it's just four people who got together and said, this is something that we can pull off, then maybe the gems are sitting somewhere. Maybe the jewelry's intact. On the off chance they got arrested, they can do a plea bargain. We'll have to see how it plays out.
It's a fascinating area. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Thanks so much.